On Texas Tech campus, we kind of approach our tax return as a, you know, we're going to put together what we know about, and then as we're going through that, we're able to identify some areas where, okay, we think we have a really good grasp on this, but what are some areas where we can improve? Where perfection is probably not always going to happen, but if we can be improving and finding areas where we can make better steps, we're looking at those. So typically we will pick a couple of areas where we have some exposure. We had our recreation center, for instance, change their expense reporting and tracking this past year. So that was something we had to work through. We've had, and we'll talk about research here in a minute, both on the academic campus and within our medical schools. So we're identifying those areas where we've had large increases in activity or revenue, and what are we doing about those, and are we handling those appropriately? And then we're looking at areas with cumbersome information gathering. For instance, we have hospitality services that does catering all over town, and all of their activities are kind of pulled into one fund. So are we making sure that the activities and the associated expenses are reported appropriately? So we'll go through all of those steps, and we'll kind of identify, okay, you know, where are some areas for improvement? What are the cleanup projects, the things that, you know, you just need to tweak a couple of things and you'll be fine? And then we kind of go through and we identify, okay, what's going to be a manpower project? What are some of our big, big projects that we want to tackle over the next couple of months, next couple of years? And based on risk, where do we want to focus that manpower? So look at our next slide. We kind of work through some steps of identifying what's next. So we'll look at legislation. Do we have new legislation regarding qualified partnership interest? Do we have the gross-to-gross method and the expense allocations related to that? That was a little bit of a eyebrow raiser for us because we've used that, so we had to go through the steps of who's doing that? Who has different rates for internal customers, external customers, and how do we adjust for that? So first off, what's the legislation that's going to impact what we pick? And then do we have some large revenue items that we need to pay good close attention to? We have an outstanding College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources department, and they do a lot of beef and meat production, so they've got significant revenue. Are we handling that the correct way? And then are there any items where it's a large grouping of funding sources all with a similar underlying activity, and can we apply some rationale to that to knock out several things all at once to tackle, get it? can we take some rationale and apply it to that and kind of knock out several things all at once? We do keep track of these goals. We report to all of the CFOs of our institutions on an annual basis. What are we working on? Where might you see some questions coming in from campus? Where might you see some changes that could potentially impact the tax that your institution is paying?
Now, Katie, tell us about this picture that we're looking at here, this famous tackle.
Yes, okay. So this is the Baylor and Texas Tech football game from last season, which we won. And it was a very big deal tackle by Mr. Colin Schooler on the Baylor quarterback right as he was trying to make it into the end zone. He did not make it.
Yeah, that looks pretty brutal. So
I asked athletics for that picture, and they sent me 5 angles. We're very proud of that.
I love being at a D3 school.
All right, so as we're picking this big project that we're going through, we're looking for, you know, where can we devote the manpower and really knock out several things? And I do want to clarify as we move forward, we're talking, I've got research on this slide. I am talking about testing services that are contracted by private companies and the results are proprietary. I can't acronym that out, so we're going to stick with research services on this, but that's where we're going with this. So we've got a couple of projects that we've either worked through or we're working on as examples. So academic research on the academic campus, we've had a significant increase in that over the past couple of years as we've worked towards Tier 1 Carnegie status. For example, the College of Ag Sciences, we have some world-renowned cotton researchers, and we have some very highly respected beef cattle production researchers. So often they will have private companies come and they want quality testing on some of the products that are being produced by these private companies. So we kind of approached that and looked at, we've got all these funds, and do we want to look at every individual research grant, or can we kind of take these and look at them as a holistic activity and what's happening with these? So we couldn't knock them out from the regularly carried on perspective. They're happening on a regular basis on our campus. And because they're private companies and the results are proprietary, we didn't feel comfortable saying that this was related to our exempt purpose. So we really attacked this from the profit motive perspective. And are we carrying out these activities with the goal of profiting for the university?